With the Republican nomination already sewn up, Republican Senator John McCain was able to watch the Pennsylvania primary from a distance. He had time yesterday to campaign in the state that decided the 2004 election, Ohio. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
John McCain is still settling into his role as the unchallenged leader of the Republican Party. The Arizona senator, whose campaign almost collapsed last year, told supporters in Ohio yesterday, if you hold on long enough, sometimes you get a second chance.
I've had a few extra chances myself along the way. They made all the difference. Those opportunities belong to everyone.
All this week, McCain is visiting communities that could use a second chance, like Youngstown, Ohio, where one in four families live below the poverty line and one in 13 workers is unemployed. Youngstown is not exactly Republican territory. The region backed John Kerry in the presidential race 4 years ago. But McCain told students at Youngstown State University his platform of tax cuts and reduced government spending would help to revitalize the struggling Rust Belt economy.
It won't be easy, and as you know better than I do, it won't happen overnight. But dramatic change can happen in this great city and others like it.
Independent observers warn that McCain's proposed tax cuts far outweigh his spending reductions, raising the risk of a bigger federal deficit. During a town hall meeting, McCain was pressed about globalization. He repeated his support for free trade, although he concedes foreign competition has cost some area jobs.
I can't look you in the eye and tell you that those steel mills are coming back. And I can't tell the people of South Carolina that the textile mills are coming back. But I can tell you that I'm going to do everything in my power, and I will get it done, to provide people with the necessary education and training to have a better job and a better future than the one their parents had.
McCain continues his tour of downtrodden areas today in Kentucky. Tomorrow, he'll visit New Orleans' 9th Ward. Scott Horsley, NPR News.
Just like the campaign itself, our coverage goes on and on. Online, where you can get detailed results and more analysis at npr.org/elections.